29-year-old Taylor Crow is an artist who lives with his father David in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
I grew up with autism, and the autism started to show up when I was 3. I was a perfectly normal child until then.
Crow and his dad travel around the United States and Canada speaking with parents, teachers, kids, and others about autism. Autism actually refers to a spectrum of disorders ranging from mild to severe that can affect a child's ability to speak, understand, and interact with others, as well as their movement and their perception of sensory input like sound and touch. Crow says most forms of autism involve difficulty with communication, social interaction, and imagination. For instance, he notes that autistic people take many things literally, even if they're not meant that way.
And the world is not necessarily a literal place, you know what I mean? Like, there was one teacher that said if I didn't finish a worksheet, I'd never go home. That made me think she wanted to kidnap me. And when we saw her out in public and I'd get scared, Dad just thought I was seeing her out of context. School and that was bothering me, but that wasn't the case. It had nothing to do with being out of school. I was scared that she was a kidnapper.
Crow had some difficult times growing up with autism, and he hopes to help future generations of autistic people learn from his experiences.
The doctor who diagnosed me didn't give me much hope. He said I'd never drive a car, never be married, never have a job, never live independently, never just about anything, but Dad wanted to prove him wrong.
Crow says his father's no expert on autism, just a parent, and information on autism was harder to come by when Crow was a child.
Back in 1985, there was no internet, so he had to find his way through the dark. Not only was there no internet back then, but autism was more rare then. It existed, but was rare. And the word autism wasn't even a everyday household word back then.
With support and encouragement from his family growing up, Crow developed his strong interest in art. In 2003, he was accepted at the California Institute of Arts in Valencia, California. He graduated in 2007 with a degree in character animation. Today, he says he mainly does paintings by commission as well as comic-style drawings.
Most of the paintings that I do of hearts, they show the feelings that people with autism have: love, faith, hope, and joy.
According to Crow's website, he and a friend recently wrote and illustrated the manuscript for a book about autism and hope to get it published soon. Crow did get his driver's license, by the way. Crow urges kids with autism, their parents, and their teachers not to give up hope and not to underestimate the potential and abilities of people with autism. Crow and his father are traveling with Abby Simonson of Special Education Service Agency in Anchorage. She says presentations like these are important for increasing awareness about autism in Alaska.
There's a lot of people who are affected by autism, and the communities are affected by autism, but the lack of funding throughout the state provides less services in some of the remote areas. Presentations like this that are able to be brought to the rural areas is very valuable to get that information to teachers, to parents, to family members, and the community that's affected by autism.
With the help of the Alaska Autism Resource Center, Taylor and David Crow have been able to visit Barrow, Bethel, Anchorage, Wasilla, and Juneau. They'll give a presentation in Petersburg tonight at 7 in the Medical Center's Dorothy Engel Conference Room. For more information and a link to Taylor Crow's webpage, you can visit alaskaarc.org. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.